that we are, do we have enough time for staff introductions? We do. So let's move to staff introductions at this time. Director Kirschman, will that be you or?
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. So I've got a couple introductions things here. First off, I want to introduce three new employees with our Department of Game, Fish, and Parks in our Parks Division. So first one up is Alexandria Schilling. Hopefully she's on here. Is our new park maintenance technician position at Pelican Lake and Sandy Shore Recreation Area. She started on May 9th. Alex brings a experience including tree trimming, using of the boom lift, light maintenance and diagnosis on equipment, herbicide application on turf, grounds and landscaping, construction demo and remodeling for flipping properties that includes cabinetry, carpentry, plumbing and electrical work. Sounds like a great employee in our maintenance section. Alexandria's positivity and personality will also be a great addition to the team. She just recently relocated to South Dakota from Colorado. She's on and she can wave, that'd be great. So, okay. Thanks for being part of the team, Alexandria. Next one is Austin Zobel. Austin is our park maintenance technician at Lake Herman State Park. If you're on, Austin, turn your camera on. His first day was May 27th. Austin has a degree in conservation planning and park management from SDSU and has 1 year of experience working at Lake Cochrane Recreation Area and has been working for Pelican Lake Recreation Area this spring, where he gained valuable experience working in parks. Austin moved to South Dakota from Missouri a couple years ago to help out on a family farm near Brant, South Dakota.
He's on and he's unmuted, so it's high.
Welcome aboard, Austin. And lastly, but not unimportantly, is Kaylee Boland, our park manager position at Angostura Recreation Area. Kaylee has a degree in wildlife and fisheries from SDSU. Kaylee has a strong background in supervision, point of sale experience, customer service, and also work experience with native plantings, tree plantings, and the control of noxious weeds. Kaylee has done an internship with the department's habitat crew and was a CO intern, but realized that law enforcement was not for her. So Kaylee grew up in Rapid City and has spent time camping with her family at Angostura Recreation Area. So she's right in her backyard there. So welcome aboard, Kaylee. And I know Kaylee's not going to be able to join us today. They got some things going on down there. In addition to that, I'd like to take the opportunity to introduce three of our local staff, two of our local staff and our regional supervisor, who most of you all know. I'll have them stand up. First off, Willie Culignan is our regional supervisor for the Northeast. I think you all know Willie. He's been here for a while now. What is about 7 years, Willie?
Nine
days. Time flies. All right. Jordan Mankin is our district park supervisor out of the Richmond Mina Lake district. If you'd stand up, Jordan. Jordan, we're excited to have. She went to school in Northern State, and she's very connected with the college, and we're looking forward to that relationship that she has with that college and getting some of those folks out to our parks, which are all local right here. So thank you for being part of our team, Jordan. And then our newest hire, and I introduced her at our meeting last month in Custer, is Jaden Jenkins. Jaden is our new assistant manager working for Jordan. Jordan's been the district supervisor, I think, going on close to 2 years now, but Jaden has only been on for like less than a month. So what's that? I didn't hear what she said.
Month and a half.
I've got my bad ear to her. Month and a half. So Jaden's mom also works for our Parks Division. She's the district supervisor at Roy Lake State Park. So we've got a family thing going on here. But Jaden went to school at SDSU and grew up in parks, did a lot of different things in parks. So we're happy to have her on board. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Director Van Meteren.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair and Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. I also have three new staff to the Division of Wildlife. I'd like to take the few moments to introduce them, and then we'll introduce some local staff here as well. First, Brody Kirkaby. In fact, you had the opportunity to meet Brody this morning at Blue Dog Hatchery as you conducted your tour, but Brody comes to us as a resource biologist at Blue Dog Hatchery. He's actually from Alexandria, Minnesota, went to SDSU and majored in wildlife fishery sciences. He actually spent the last 4 years or so working for a private company, aquaculture company out of the Brookings area called Kingfisher Enterprises. So he brings some, I'll say, aquaculture or hatchery type experience to the resource biologist position. We're really excited to have him on board. Again, you had the opportunity to meet him this morning. Great young fellow, and he's really fitting in well to the Blue Dog Hatchery staff there. To no big surprise, he enjoys fishing and hunting and enjoying time in the outdoors with his hunting dog. So welcome, Brody, to the Blue Dog Hatchery and to the Wildlife Division. Next introduction is Garrett Baumgartner. He is a habitat conservation foreman out at the Rapid City office. Garrett actually comes to us from Houston, Texas, and then or grew up there and later moved to South Dakota. He graduated from South Dakota State University and has a degree in precision agriculture and agronomy. So a little bit different background, but really some great experience and knowledge coming into being a conservation foreman. What he also brings are some real life skills. He was a mechanic at Titan Machinery and did a lot of engine work. He also has ranch hand, commercial welding, and post-frame building. So an individual that is very well-rounded, has a lot of skills and trades that he brings to our agency, and we're excited to have him on board. We won't hold this against him, but he enjoys watching the Minnesota Twins baseball team play. He enjoys working on cars and enjoys hunting pheasants. So, Madam Chair and Commissioners, again, we have the opportunity to bring in some high-quality people with a lot of skills and trades, and this is certainly a prime example of that. So we're excited to have Garrett on board as the conservation foreman in Rapid City and welcome Garrett to the crew. And the last new introduction, our new employee introduction, is Colby Tedra, a habitat conservation technician out of our Chamberlain office. He comes to us from the Bureau of Land Management out of Rock Springs, Wyoming. He's also a former member of the Department of Public Safety and Wildland Fire, so he has some, again, some very unique skills and experiences that he brings to the agency. He actually has the background of rangeland management and rangeland ecology, again, something very fitting for the position of a habitat conservation technician. We're excited to have Colby on board out of the Chamberlain office, and will fit in great with our crew down there. So, Madam Chair and Commissioner, those are the three new employees to the Wildlife Division, and we welcome them aboard. Like Director Van Meteren, we have multiple local staff here as well, and I'm going to introduce just a couple of them, and then I'm going to turn the microphone over to one of our employees to actually introduce one of our local law enforcement squads, since they're all able to be here today. As you look out in the crowd and you see multiple conservation officers, no, we weren't concerned anything going wrong. We just take the opportunity while they're here to introduce them. So first of all, one of the local staff members I'd like to introduce is Pat Tate. Is Pat still in here? There he is. Our local, our regional program manager for habitat. So Pat oversees the game production areas up here in essentially the northern half, and brings a lot of experience to habitat management. Been in this role for a couple years now. He's doing a phenomenal job up here in the northeast South Dakota. So Pat, thanks for being here today. Appreciate that. Craig Haas is our regional conservation officer supervisor based out of Watertown. Another supervisor in law enforcement. Where did he go? Where did Tim go? Tim McCurdy, he's our other district conservation officer supervisor. I think he's out in the hallway visiting with somebody right now. But I'm going to ask Joe to come up here. Joe Galbraith is the district conservation officer and oversees the local staff right out of the Aberdeen area here, and I'm going to have him introduce his squad.
Thanks, Tom. I have three local guys here. First one is Eric Voigt. He covers Edmonds and McPherson County. Been on for, what, probably 15, 12 years. And he's also helping with the Aberdeen area as well. We're down one CO in Aberdeen. Next up is Shane Peterson. He's in Redfield right now. He has Spink and Fall counties. And you've been on for, what, 8 years? 8 years? Okay. We have Jacob Hyde. He's stationed here in Aberdeen. He's been on for 3 years? 3 years? Okay. And then we also have the CO intern with us today, Ethan. He's our Region 4 CO intern for the summer. So hopefully we'll be full-time here before too long, hopefully. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Joe. And Tim just slipped in the back door. Tim McCurdy is our other district conservation officer supervisor based out of the Aberdeen office as well. So I won't introduce Jackie. I know she's around here somewhere, the regional supervisor. You all know Jackie very well from multiple meetings. But thanks, staff, for being here today. Appreciate taking time out of your busy schedules.
Very good. Thank you, Director Kirschman. Just a quick note to the new folks, Colby, Garrett, Brody, Alexandria, Austin, and Kaylee. Welcome to Team GF&P. It'll be exciting to see what you're able to do. And for those of you that are with us today, thank you for being here. We don't always get to see firsthand the men and women who work so hard to protect our outdoor resources that we all get to enjoy across South Dakota. So thank you for what you do, and thank you for being here. And with